welcome. This is Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 30. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about a few different things. One of the latest things I did was I installed Gentoo on a laptop. The laptop is a Fujitsu Lifebook A6110. And I use the Gentoo Linux X86 Quick Install Guide as my guide and follow it step by step. If this is your first install, I would suggest you use the Gentoo Handbook. On my first Gentoo install, I downloaded the handbook and printed the entire handbook out and did the install step by step. This particular laptop is a Core 2 Duo with a 5450 processor. It's got a 15.4-inch screen. It's got 2 gig of memory. It's got a 160 gigabyte hard drive. It's got a DVD burner. And I wanted a laptop that had Intel GMA graphics. All the boxes I'm getting now, putting together, using, are all using open source drivers. I've gotten away from Nvidia. So I'll use Intel or ATI open source drivers. It has a gigabyte LAN. It's got the YLAN is Atheros, which works very good with Mad Wi-Fi. It's got a battery doesn't hold a charge for too awful long. I've tested it. It holds a charge for about 2 hours, so that's fine enough for me. This laptop works fantastic with Gentoo. It should work with many Linux distros. Yeah, I wanted a laptop with a Core 2 Duo, 2 gigabyte of RAM, and like I said, an open source graphics card. As an added bonus, the webcam works with the UVC video driver. And like I said, the wireless works with Mad Wi-Fi. I used the Core 32 Stage 3 from Fun2.org. Daniel Robbins, the founder of the Gentoo community and creator of Gentoo Linux operating system, maintains up-to-date stages. They work fantastic. The configuration files and the information I have up on my website, my little home server here at dwabbott.com. I'll kind of go through them. LSPCI is the chipset is Intel Corporation 8281H. That's all well supported. Audio is that audio that most laptops are coming with now is the Intel HD audio controller. It works fine. Like I said, it uses a Mad Wi-Fi driver. Atheros. It's a AR5006EG, and works fantastic with Mad Wi-Fi. That's that, and we'll move on here to the FSTAB was pretty basic, etc. FSTAB. I just used EXT2 for boot, EXT3 for root. Pretty basic there, no biggie there. The modules I have loaded is I have UVC video for the webcam, and then the modules for sound. And the Mad Wi-Fi modules, everything else is loaded into the kernel directly so that we don't have any trouble booting. I have my kernel config here for you in case you need a kernel config for this particular laptop. Xorg config, everything works great. The touchpad works fantastic with the Sipnatix driver. I disable tapping. I hate that. I hate the tapping on it. So I disable the tapping, but everything else works. The scroll works. The going back and forth between web pages works. Works fantastic. Let's see what else we got here. Oh yeah, list USB. Yeah, the like I said, that webcam is actually a Z-Star Micro Electronics Corporation. And that's pretty much it for the laptop. One of my buddies that listens to the podcast that I just did the interview with, Weirded Out, he sent in a tip for all you KDE users, and I'm going to play that now, so let's check it out.
Hi, David. Hi, Linux crazy listeners out there. This is Weirded Out, and I thought from time to time I'll give David a bit of a hand and provide some tips, some tricks, and some things of interest that I might come across from time to time. And just to break the ice, I'd like to just share about a couple of websites that I use to grab my desktop wallpapers from. The first site is www.kde-look.org, and this site has a lot of Gentoo specific wallpapers, as well as wallpapers for other distributions, for applications as well, like Firefox and OpenOffice. It also contains lots of splash screens and lots of themes for applications, as well as window decorations for both KDE and GNOME, as well as Emerald. So check this one out if you're getting a bit tired of your desktop. I'm sure you'll find some artwork that you'll find quite attractive. Another site which is quite good also is gentoo-art.org. This too contains a lot of artwork, a lot of Gentoo-specific artwork, as well as artwork for different splash screens, such as KDM and GDM splash screens as well. So this is another site which I can highly recommend if you want to change the artwork on your desktop. Both sites come with RSS feeds, so if you're like me and you like to keep up to date during the course of your day as to what artwork people have posted, just copy the RSS link to your feed reader, and lo and behold, as people or artists post their work up every few hours, you can download those updates and have a look at what they posted. And if you find their piece of artwork to your liking, it's just an easy download from your RSS reader. So I hope this has been of some interest to some of you users. And David, I look forward to hearing your next podcast. Bye for now.
All right. Fantastic, Noel. Thank you. Great tip. I have been continuing my Python adventure, and I am catching on slowly and more slowly, but I am gaining a little momentum. It's a lot of fun. The latest thing I've been going through is this book. It's called Python Programming for the Absolute Beginner, and it's a great book. It's by Michael Dawson, and I'll put the link up for it. I suggest anybody new to Python to go through the book. He goes step by step, and he keeps it a lot of fun, because you create little games as you go. And one of the little games I created was called Hangman. It's a typical Hangman game, and you can put your own words in there, and it's a lot of fun. I'll put a link up to that. This will all be at dwabbott.com/Python. And another little program I put together is it's a login program for you use MySQL as the back end to store the username and passwords. And I'll put a link up for that. Also, inside there, I put one of my wallpapers. It's called G Logo Ping. It's a Gentoo wallpaper, but it's the wallpaper that I use on all my boxes. And the other thing I was working on is I needed a laptop for work. I sold the one I had to somebody that saw me running Linux on it, and they wanted the laptop, so they offered me a price that I could not refuse. So I was in the market for another laptop, so I got a IBM T30, which are nice little laptops. This is got a P4, a little P4 1.4. It's got 512 of RAM, and I installed Gentoo on it, and I'm actually using XFCE4. This is the first time I've used it for a very long time, but I like it a lot. I thought I'd put that on there since it was small, and this laptop is not the fastest in the world, but it runs just fine the way I have it set up. And one of the big reasons I wanted a laptop for work is, at work, I work on a golf course, and our shop is a trailer, and I couldn't tie up the phone line. Plus, it is so slow, and I cannot stand to wait. So what in the world was I going to do? So I'd heard about these air cards, and with the state of Linux and wireless, I was not sure if I could find a working card. Thanks to Kevin Lloyd at Sierra Wireless, I have a working connection. The card I got was I got from AT&T, and it's not cheap. The service is $79.99 a month, and you can get the card for free. On the good side, it's pretty fast. It's about basic DSL speed. I'll put a link up to my notes. It's at abbottdavid.com, capital S-I-E-R-R-A, and I'll put a link up to that. And the little laptop just works fantastic. And I really like IBM laptops. They're really nice. I'm not in the market for another laptop for a while, but I'm really enjoying that little T30. So that'll pretty much do it for the podcast. I got a few things lined up for my next podcast. We're going to do, probably going to talk to Verbal and Ross and Weird It Out. We'll do some other stuff. I've got a couple interviews lined up. So I'll keep trying to get a podcast out every couple of weeks, and hope y'all enjoyed it. Bye.